Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the Frontend Greatness Podcast. I'm your host, AP Koponen. I'm a senior JavaScript engineer at Supermetrics, and where I built frontends using React and TypeScript. Starting this podcast is a long time dream of mine. And because 2020 was such a shitty year, for at least for most of us, I wanted to end it with something exciting, something great. And for me, this podcast is it. This podcast, in all of its episodes, covers all the things that help a good front-end developer to get from good to great. And in this episode, in this podcast, I will be discussing important topics related to front-end development with experienced developers. And today's topic is folder structure. And my guest is my colleague, Sergey Biharsky. Hi, Sergey.
Yeah, hello, AP. Yes, my name is Sergey Biharsky, and I'm also a senior JavaScript engineer in the Supermetrics.
I heard you have a Telegram channel with at least a few hundred followers. Am I right?
Yes, I do have my Telegram channel. It's called HTML Sheet, and from this name, you can imagine that this is about mostly about HTML and front-end development. Yeah. I have like nearly 700 subscribers, and this is a Russian language channel on Telegram.
So if we have people who are interested in development and speak Russian, we could add a link to the show notes so that they can join your channel. Am I right?
Yes, of course they can. And they're always welcome. Everybody welcome.
Great. So on to today's topic, let's start with why is this even a thing? Why does folder structure matter? Like, couldn't we just have files here and there and maybe use the file search from the editor? Why does it matter?
It's matter because you, your own worst enemy. I mean, maybe you today will create a simple project like only for yourself. Then you will do some work there. You will do it like without any back thoughts, just do the task. And then you forget about this for a while. When you can return for this project and the future you may be more experienced than you now and probably more experienced than you now, future you will hate. Nowadays, it's most definitely what's going to happen. And you don't need to remember every decisions you've done here in this project, but at least you need to be able to read this project right and to be able to fix it in the future. So most probably it's just a question about your own comfort.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Like for me, there are two most important things. The first thing is exactly this. Like it allows other people or new people to get to know the code faster. And the most likely new person to read your code is you yourself in the future. So that is exactly it. The another thing I feel that folder structure matters is that it either helps you to stay in flow or it doesn't. So if you have a good folder structure, you can group the files so that it's easy for you to find the relevant bits, like the relevant files. For example, most editors allow you to easily open the parent file of the current parent folder of the current file. So if the relevant files are in the same folder or maybe in the parent folder, it allows you to more quickly go through the files rather than, searching around or stuff like that. So like it's a small thing, like, but like not having to change my thoughts to where's the file, what file, what's the name of the file that I need, actually helps a lot. I think there are like a lot of ways you can structure your folders. For today's discussion, I have a great blog post from Robin Viruch. Sorry if I pronounced the name wrong. But the blog post is called React Folder Structure in 5 Steps, where, as you can take from the name, is that he goes through 5 different ways of organizing files. And the 5 ways are single React files, multiple React files, React files and folders. And then there's a technical folder separation and domains folder separation. And I'll go through the blog post quickly here and just shortly sum up each of these options, and then we can discuss on how we feel about them. And the link to this blog post will be in the show notes for this podcast in case someone wants to make a deep dive. So the first option is the single React file, quite obvious. All your code is in a single React file, probably called app.js or something, .ts or .tsx. If you're using TypeScript. The second option is the multiple React files. So you have just a single folder with multiple files. Each has their own component. The third option is to move from a single folder to multiple folders that each have the files related to a single component. The main difference here is that once you start to have things like styles and tests for your components, having folders allows you to structure them. You can have the styles and the tests and everything that's related in the same folder. The fourth option that we have here is the technical folder separation. So instead of having just a components folder with folders, you end up having folders for hooks and services and context and so on. And the last and kind of the most complex option maybe is to have domain folder separation. And this is different from the last one in the sense that you don't think about what is a hook or a component, but rather you group your code based on the business and technical domain. So we have users, we have messages, we have payments, errors, whatever. And in the components folder, in Robin's article, there's like the common buttons and things like that. So the 5 options: single React file, multiple React files, React folders, and then there's the technical folder separation and the domain folder separation. So Sergey, like out of these options, like what do you prefer and why?
I think maybe first we need to say why it's so important, why we're talking about like the React folder structure. And the sure. main thing here, I think that's... for example, I had a like pretty big experience in Ember.js. And Ember.js is a classic MVC model view controller framework. And there is no such thing like thinking about folder structure, particular folder structure, because you have your models in a separate folder and like tests for your models, mocks for your models and everything else. You have folder for styles because you have like you talk about your application and as a whole thing. You have folder for controllers or directory folder, catalog, everybody name what it is. And of course, you have your own controllers there. And you have, of course, folder for your views. And this is your particular structure. And when you need, for example, to do some normalizations, like you need to normalize your API to your models, to your data, you can create a folder called normalizers. And for your connections with API services, you can create a folder called services and just make your connections there. So, for example, in Angular, I'm talking about like latest Angular, not the AngularJS. It's also like that. It's also an MVC controller. But when we're talking about React, React is a component library. It's a library to build your own components. And then it became hard because you have like complete freedom here. And when Java developers, like PHP developers on all these experience frameworks, and when your MVC colleagues like an Ember.js or Angular have their own file structure, in React, you on your own with your own thoughts. And that's why it's so important to be like in pure sanity about what you are doing and be pretty accurate. This is even why this question have been reason.
Yeah, I agree. And like, you can do React in so many ways, but in a lot of the cases, you are going to have maybe a lot of the code that you would put into a controller in an MVC kind of an approach. You're going to have just a component that is doing the same stuff. So it's almost like everything is a component. It doesn't have to be like that. And I don't, you know, maybe that's not how I built software primarily, but with React, everything basically could be a component. You know, you could have all your code in the components.
Yeah, of course. And still you can like do your own file structure, like a classic MVC controller. So I saw lots of projects like that. But we are talking like about modern approaches here, so, and modern file structure. Let's like, maybe this is not very right to call it like that, but it is what it is.
Sure. So what's a modern React folder structure in your opinion?
Actually, I almost in every step I agree with Robin. So everything is a component, and you can switch and you can move your helpers stuff like hooks or libraries, helpers, utils, like in separate folders, and then you can think about those. The only maybe thing that I will change in his own file structure is that I love re-export files. For example, when we talk about the like folder structure, let me take a look how he's called this, from React files to React folders. And here are named like app, index.js, test.js, style.js, list, index, test, style.js. And you see, like I am maybe in some ways I'm an old school guy, and when not every integrated development environment will show you different file names for the files that have the same name, like you can end up by having a lots of index.js tabs. So I prefer like call, if I have a component folder name app, I would have app.js there as my component. I would have app spec or app test.js for my tests, and I will have like style CSS or whatsoever. Maybe will it be styled components or emotion styled components or whatsoever. And then in index.js, I will re-export this file, and that's it. And when we're talking about the domain structure, I never call it like that, like the domain, but I'm thinking right now that I use this every time, this domain structure, because not everything is a component. I mean, not everything is a reusable component. For example, I totally agree with Robin here. that he's moving reusable components into components or UI kits into the UI folder, and there are subfolders there, and domains in their own like user domain, or maybe some screens for your for different states of your application. So maybe this is the only thing I will change. I will re-export files. And for example, when we're talking about list, let's talk about list here. He has index.js, test.js, style CSS, and then unexpectedly list item. So I would raise the question, why list item not inside like the index then? Because this is not like independent component. Maybe we can export from index.js to components. So how we will do that? So I will just rename the list to list.js, list item to list item, and then I will re-export both of those for the index.js, and that's how I will do it. But otherwise, his logic is pretty okay to me.
Sure. I actually agree with you in the fact that I used to have these component folders where you have an index.js or TSX or whatever. And I had the same problem with my editor. Like even I use IntelliJ, but it does show you the folder, like the parent folder. But those, like if you have like a long component name /index.js, sometimes I think it strips it off, but you know, it just doesn't, like it's not very easy to see where you are. And I actually remember when I was a younger front-end developer, I listened to a talk from someone who was working in Facebook, and like they started the presentation by kind of talking about how hard it is sometimes to keep up with the tabs that you have in the editor and stuff like that. And I was a young, cocky developer, and I was like, who has problems with their tabs in the editor? Like, because it, you know, and like I was too proud to admit, like, it actually matters. The simple things, the small things actually make a difference. So I do agree. I like to name my files. I don't do re-exports. What's the benefit of doing re-exports? Like, why do you do it? Why don't you just import from the app/app.js or list/list.js?
Some people think that, for example, one folder, one component, one export. This is like they're right. But sometimes, and especially when we're talking about the domains structure, you can have several exports from one logical component. Like, for example, you can have buttons, and maybe you can export not only buttons from this folder, but also button group. Because maybe for some reasons you see that this is logical for you.
So or then maybe you can, like, I know a lot of UI kits that like export a button and an icon button, maybe, you know?
Yes, button, icon button, like anchor button and whatsoever, and then button groups and whatever you're going to like. And it seems logical to have them all under one folder, under one domain. And with the re-export, you can have those pretty good... You can have those named correctly. Like you will have button spec, then you're going to have button group spec, and then you're going to have button style, button group style, and whatever you want. But in the end, you can export everything just from the buttons. So you can export like multiple files from the single folder. Sometimes it's pretty handy. And I think this is also pretty beautiful in terms of like...
Yeah.
Aesthetics problem, yeah.
Can understand, like, if like what I do now, I don't use default exports, so either. And so the import section of my code is actually very long, and not too pretty. So I can understand the aesthetics part of why it would, you know, because then you end up having just one row for importing all the kind of button components, which is fine. I actually, like, I don't know if it's because my import section is so messy or because my ESLint configuration is so good. I rarely look at the import section anymore. So it's just, you know, even IntelliJ, you know, hides it. So I'll just open it when I need to make changes. So, but I can understand, like, it makes the import section of the components that use other components prettier. Sure. You mentioned earlier that usually you go with the domain structure. Like, that's what you default to, like, or something similar. And actually, that's what I do too. So I don't call them domains because domains imply to me business domains. You know, it's just semantics. Some people call them features. Some people might have packages, but that may be confusing. I call them modules, even though you have node modules. Modules makes the most sense for me because it talks to me about modularity, like what modules am I going to have in the software. So that's where I go by default. But do you feel that, like, it works for every project? That you can, you know, you should, even small projects, you should always start by having a domains folder and start adding stuff there.
In my latest project, like the Supermetrics scheduler for our Supermetrics queries, I started by creating just a layout, and I called that layout like screens, like as simple as that, screens, like list screen, edit screen, and trigger screen, like just three screens. That's all what's that application do. It's pretty simple, and it seemed logical to like separate those. And then because I was tied to my old UE components library that I make for our legacy application, I started to do all the layout there in those screens, and then I moved all the repeated code to my own UI kit. I think this is probably how lots of UI kits were born, like back in time, maybe not now, because this is the whole new industry, and we can talk about this later. But I started to move all those, my BEM, block element modifier components, into that separate folder. Somebody named this folder like just components, and even Robin, like, because they're for reusable components. I call them UI. Again, as simple as that. I have my own UI, and inside this own UI, I have separate components folders, like button group, as I said before, like I have button, and I export from this button, I export button, button group, anchor button, icon button, and whatsoever. I have like simple icon, I have simple text field, I have form, and also from the form, I also export like input files, text areas, components, selects, and whatever you may imagine. So, and then I realized that screens maybe is not enough. Screens is not a good name. And I didn't think of those as a domains either. Before I read this article that's a Robin article, but it's a pretty good name, like domain. It's very widespread enough. Like, you see, you can call everything domain, and that's it. It's not about that I had some experience with the business domains and whatsoever, or with just the internet domains. No, it's just something like you hold something whole. But of course, when you're going to have lots of service components, in my structure, I will just name this components, and that's it. Like error boundary, maybe some redirect components, maybe some... I wanted to say context, but actually context, I also moved them into the separate folder called contexts. Because context in modern React is still a component, but it's something more like service component still. So I move those into context, and I move hooks into hooks. And this is pretty neat because my current application is built based on hooks and contexts. And maybe I had some reducers, but those are not Redux reducers. Those are, again, modern React reducers, which I use in my hooks. But there are not many of those. So, yes, I would prefer, I used to think that even when you gonna split your application just to app and components, you're still gonna need to think about what will happen when your small components will construct something bigger. What will you call this? I call this screen. You may call it whatever you want. That's it. So, and of course, maybe one can say that for small projects, this is not relevant, but I used to think that every small project can be bigger sometimes. And this is not good to just move files around every time you want to add something new. And actually about move files around, I have this, I will send this to our chat right now. It's website called reactfilestructure.search.sh. And this is what Dan Abramov like suggests to all the people. And if we'll open this link, you will see like move files around until it feels right. And actually, I also think that this is it. You may call whatever you want. You may call it domains, you may call it components, you may call it UI, but in the end, they will form some group and they will form some structures like bigger than they are. And you're going to think where you will put those structures. And maybe you will came with something like Robin suggested or something your own.
Yeah, this is interesting. Like, I actually remember when I think, I don't know if it was the first time Dan tweeted this, but I remember when I saw this on his Twitter timeline. And I kind of, you know, I understand the point. Sometimes I just feel that, but like my feeling is that in a lot of the cases, you just don't end up doing the refactoring. So you have some legacy code base and then you don't, you know, refactoring stuff to different folders becomes too hard or too much work and you're busy. So that's why I kind of, I default to having, like, I tend to default nowadays to the last one. There are a few things. One of them is that having like something called modules or domains or whatever kind of forces you to think like, what are the things that I have in this app? Like, because you need to kind of think where they go. Another thing is that, I think the garbage can of every application is called something like lib or utils. You know, because you have some code that you don't really want to put into the component file. And then you're like, where does this belong? Oh, I will have the utils folder here. And then you will have something like user utils. And those files tend to grow quite big because, you know, you don't have like a good place for, maybe it's about handling errors with users, but you don't want to have user error utils in the utils folder. So you end up having, like, I've seen this a few times, you end up having easily quite big files. And that's why I kind of, that problem goes away when you have a folder called user or users, the domain folder, because it's very natural to either have a folder there called utils, and then you have like error utils for your users there. Like it becomes easier to create these small files and you kind of do the work of thinking that, like should this go to different folders? You start doing that all the time instead of, you know, going to some direction and piling stuff to the wrong place, and then you're in a situation when it becomes hard to refactor anymore. Like, which functions go together in the utils file? If it's like 1,000 or 2,000 lines long, it's really hard to kind of split it anymore, and you just don't do it. So that's kind of like, by having these domain folders, you have an easier way to create new files for new purposes. But I actually then usually, like if I have a module, the module might still have folders called component, service, or utils or whatever. So, and that might seem quite complex to some. But I think the reason why it doesn't bother me is that I actually use a lot, like the file search a lot. So like in the end, if I need to find something, I'm not, you know, clicking through the component, like the file explorer. I just double tap shift, which is search all in IntelliJ, and then just go where, like, you know, write something that is probably the name of the file where I need to go. So that kind of, that helped, like, that's why it doesn't matter to me if I have a very, very deep folder structure. So in a way, what I said, I think it can support moving files around until it feels right. But I think I'd rather start with a bit more structure than start from, you know, a flat folder structure to begin with. Especially once I'm no longer kind of learning React. Like if I'm a beginner, then having like a single folder helps me. But once I'm not, you know, learning like the basics anymore, having multiple folders is better from my perspective.
Maybe I'm not a fan like of deep folder structure, but what I can say for sure is that I observed so many times when people trying to determine what they should call lib library, what they could show utils, what they should call helpers, what they should call validations, and so on and so on and so on. And I saw that people can really like spend dozens of minutes just sitting there and thinking like where I should put this code. Actually, I have answer for this. Put it into the lib folder every time, just library. It's just so gentle, so subtle name for everything, like library. It's going to be a library. And then maybe if you feel that you reuse this file like a couple of times in the single meaning, like date or validations, then you can move it. Then you can move it, and maybe you will even create your own private NPM package for this and will reuse this, especially for validations, especially for work with datetime functions when you have such a tasks or something like that. And also what the second thing I would wanted to say, that some people, I don't know the reason why, they just afraid of like the first step of this blog post, which called one file. I don't know why, but some people are really afraid of doing this. They think that this is show non-professionalism of them, like having multiple components in the single component file. And some people even started to split styled components from the main component, or they started to split styled components into like dozens of files, and in the end they just drown in all those files. Just don't. Just do whatever you feel is right. If this component is pretty small, or is this pretty small not only in size but also in meaning, just leave it here. Maybe when you're going to reuse this, you will move it from there. But don't try to split everything you see on your screen. Don't be afraid that your file become big. Just be sure that this is do the job. That's it.
Yeah, I think I do that a lot. I would say that you have some private components, I would call them that. Or, you know, like when we had React class components, you would create methods like render something or, you know, whatever the name of the, but that would kind of split your big components to smaller parts. I actually have probably like tens of components in the current code base where you have multiple components in the same folder. I mean, in the same file, because it doesn't make sense to have them in a separate file if you're only using in the single one. But because of that, I actually have the main export or the default export, like the export with the name of the file at the very bottom of the file. So like the private that might seem a bit odd, but the private components go to the top. So yeah, I think yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure if I 100% agree with move files around until it feels right. But I think at least you should move files around sometimes to kind of like you should think it through. Like, you know, not just moving files around might not be the best strategy. I think Robin's blog post gives you good options to kind of start to think about like what would fit me well. But like, as you said, in the end, like it comes back to taste. It comes back to kind of do what feels right or what works, like in the sense that you should try to find a folder structure that actually makes your team productive. So that I agree 100%. Like the goal is not to have the perfect names or the perfect structure. It's to have a structure that helps you work more productively and it helps you make things work.
Yeah, just try not to overthink this. That's it. But of course, we can point that there are more principles like atomic design. I'm not a huge fan of atomic design, and there are some things on top of atomic design. It's called feature slices. So what we call domains here in atomic design, people called feature slices. So you have some feature of your file, and inside this feature, it's a pretty independent, like maybe it's a component or part of your application or micro frontend. This feature will use all the atoms, molecules, organisms, animals, whatsoever from the atomic design principles. But me personally, I can see where atomic design can help you, especially when we are talking about the UI kits, for example, a button icon is an atom, a button is an atom, and icon button is a molecule, and icon button group is an organism. Something like that. And when you put it into the drop down, it becomes animal or something like that. I don't quite remember what the next level. But yeah, when it ends in their proper application, how should I call my application? A page, a feature, a domain maybe? I don't know. So this will not gonna solve my own problem. But yeah. Anyway... Yeah. You should not forget about these features like atomic design, and some people find it's pretty attractive and pretty useful.
Yeah, I think we'll have a episode on design systems / UI kits. Like they're not the same thing, but on that subject, we'll put a link to the show notes on the atomic design thing or the resource that you said. Yeah, so there's a lot of kind of options and the maybe Dan Abramov is right, maybe he's not, but I think folder structure deserves thinking, like in that sense. But yeah, and I think we should wrap this up And there's the last section of this podcast is called My Favorite Frontend Resource. So where every one of the guests gets to share something that, you know, where they find information or a resource that you feel that helps a frontend developer to go from good to great. Do you have a resource that you'd like to share that people should look into?
Yes, I can. I just use Twitter for most of my findings, but I can like say about three most valuable resources for me is the Kent C. Dodds blog. Kent C. Dodds is the creator of lots of pretty useful React libraries, and he is I try not to say evangelist of Google, of React hooks, but actually the biggest and the most useful article about the React hooks, at least one of those, it's written by him. The second one is the web.dev. It's the blog platform from Google, and they always put something interesting about the front end, about the HTML development there. And the blog of Liaviru. I don't know how to Liaviru or Liaviru, I don't know, but she is a pretty experienced front-end developer with high experience in also HTML and CSS, and I like her posts much. If I need to learn something new about some new W3C findings and W3C solutions or standards, I will go there and read about those.
Okay, great. We'll add those links to the show notes. Thank you, Sergey, for joining me. I hope you have a nice and relaxing holiday. It is the holiday season. And thanks to anyone who listened or viewed this podcast. And we'll see you next year.
Yeah. Thank you, AP, and thank all to all the viewers and listeners. Bye.
Bye.